The Eskimo defense has been pretty solid. They were outstanding again in the semifinal against Saskatchewan. Now, though, I think it's safe to say a much tougher offense when they take on the Calgary Stampeders. Guy who knows them well, linebacker Rennie Curran joins us. Rennie, how are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Rennie, practice today. How different, if any, is this week's preparation compared to last?
It's really no different, to be honest. You know, we're approaching this game just as the same way we approach any game, and that's to put our best foot forward when we walk out on the field, to have a great week of practice, and to be the most physical team when we step out on the field on Sunday. So really no different at all. We know this is a huge opportunity, of course, you know, to play for all the marbles, but at the same time, feel like the same things that made us successful in last game are going to be the same things that make us successful in this game.
Rennie, I know that's how the coaches draw it up in theory, but in Calgary, you're facing a running back in John Cornish who ran against you essentially at will in the two games he played. Now, I know you don't change everything up for one guy, but are you saying there's no tweaks at all to concentrate on keying on Cornish?
I'm not. Defensively, I mean, we know we can put in any scheme that we want to, but it comes down to our mentality and our approach when we get into this game, and that's, you know, playing grown man and high intensity football, and it's coming downhill, hitting corners in the mouth, or, you know, just stopping their run as a whole. And that's why I said it's no different than last week. So we know we had that emphasis on us to defensively show up and stop the run, and we knew that the game was going to be on our shoulders if we really wanted to win. And that's just the mentality that we have, whether the offense is playing good or not. We know, you know, defensively, special teams wise, that the game and the outcome of the game rests highly on our shoulders. So we're not, you know, putting or changing things up as far as our scheme or anything like that. We're just overall, our mentality and attitude is what we're trying to establish going into this game. And that's just knowing that we have to be the most physical team on the field. You know, we have to be disciplined. You know, we can't do those things that continue drives or shoot ourselves in the foot. And we just have to go out there and execute. So it really doesn't matter what coach calls. It's about what we do with those calls.
Rennie Curran joins us. Rennie, I talked to you after the game against Saskatchewan, and you talked about Calgary's offensive line. You know, they're probably underrated. They don't get a lot of credit. Everybody looks at John Cornish, and he's a heck of an athlete for sure. But their offensive line, now you told me very honestly that they had just been more physical than you guys in the meetings this year. You don't practice that. How do you collectively get that from your front seven to ensure that at worst you're going to match them at least 50-50 when it comes to the physical department?
Yeah, I mean, we have film from the past, of course. We all see the film. We all know what it takes. We all know what's happened in the past. So it really starts, like I said before, with our preparation throughout the week. And just knowing going into this game that it's going to be a war. You know, we've watched the last games that they played as well, and just seeing how the offensive line tries to push guys around. And we know if we're to win this game, it starts up front, you know, with our defensive line, and everything is going to trickle down from there. And, you know, people talk about Cornish and the offensive line, and Bo Levi is another guy that, you know, can beat us if we don't contain him and we don't stop him from running. And another guy that if he does, we know that we have to be physical with him as well and put our helmets on him. And also they have a great veteran group of receivers. So we just have to be, like I said, sound across the board and disciplined and be in our positions that we're supposed to be in, you know, when that play is called. We can't have mental breakdowns and those little things because this is a well-coached team. And like I said, a veteran a ran team that has a lot of leadership. So we really know that this is going to be a war and a first to fourth quarter fight.
Rennie, with both teams, when they're healthy, it seems to me, you know, Bo Levi Mitchell can hurt you if you don't contain him. Mike Riley can embarrass a defense if you let him get outside, and here's hoping he's healthy enough to do that. For you, is it a big part of it, read and react and be there right now?
Oh, yeah. You like I said, you have to be technique sound. You have to be disciplined. Everybody has to get to the ball, especially when you're trying to tackle a guy like Cornish where, you know, one guy hits him, he's going to fall forward for an extra 2 or 3 yards. You know, everybody has to be running to the ball on every single play. And then, like you said, when it comes to containing, you know, Bo Levi, you know, guys have to be in the right position. You know, you have to be disciplined as far as getting to your drop, but at the same time, making sure you're conscious of what he's doing and making sure that he's not leaking out and trying to get those extra rush yards. And so it really comes down to our preparation and knowing their tendencies on certain down and distances. And so that's some of the things that we're working on this week, just making sure that we're as prepared as possible and win, lose, or draw, that we go out knowing that we did the best that we could.
Rennie Curran joins us. Rennie, the psyche of a team at this time of the year might play as much of a factor as the skill on the field. And, you know, Chris Jones has added a real confidence and a swagger to your group. How does it change the aura around your team when you look and see Mike Riley being a lot more mobile and healthy this week compared to last? How much of a boost of energy is that for your group?
It's huge. You know, as everybody knows, he's one of our leaders on our team. And, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a guy that we all feed off of. We got a guy that sets the tempo. You know, when we see Riley, you know, running the ball and, you know, hitting that defense and finishing runs like that and fighting for every single yard, I mean, he can't help but get fired up. So it's awesome to have a guy like that on your team that you know is going to fight and that you know you can depend on and go to war with. So at the same time, if he wasn't able to go, if we had, you know, Matty Ice, we'd be ready. It'd be the same exact mentality. We're a team that's very close. We have a strong camaraderie and strong belief in each other. So we don't, you know, it really doesn't matter to us who's on the field. You know, we know our guys, that we all love each other and we're all going to fight for each other, you know, from first quarter to fourth quarter. So at the same time, you know, it is great to have every single guy that we can have for this game because, I mean, for us, this is pretty much the Grey Cup game this week. So that's how we're looking at this, and that's how we're approaching it.
Rennie, we've talked about John Cornish a lot and their offensive line. I think to a certain extent, one guy who gets overlooked a little bit is John White. He's a heck of a back. He can run some, too. If you open up a little hole, he's going to go for a long way. You've got some weapons on your side, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And that's what I said. We're a team that trusts in each other. We know we have all the talent in the world. We know we have the ability to not only win this game but win the Grey Cup. And it comes down to our discipline, our level of execution. And we know that in this game, you know, it's going to come down to four or five plays. You know, we're very evenly matched with the Calgary Stampeders. So it's really going to, like I said, come down to who gets in there, who can make plays when they need them, who can stop the run, who plays better defense on that day. You know, and that's what really, I believe, is going to make the difference.
Rennie Curran joins us. Eskimos taking on the Calgary Stampeders on Sunday afternoon, 2:30 in Calgary. Rennie, the Stampeders have had the Eskimos number now for four consecutive seasons, and teams always want to get over that, but what about the mental block? Like, what has it been about Calgary that you guys haven't been able to defeat them?
I really can't say much about our mentality because it's the same every time we step on the field with them. You know, it hasn't been anything where we've gone out there and been fearful or you know, thought that we couldn't beat them at all. Every time we step on the field, we're looking to, you know, do the same exact thing, and that's get the win. And it's going to be no different this Sunday. So we really just, I think what they've had is just, like I said, just when they needed to make plays, they made them. When they needed to get stops, they made those stops. And like I said, if you look at the last couple games, it really – the score wasn't that substantial. You know, the difference in the game, the margin of error was so small. You know, even when you look at the block punts, you know, different game-changing plays, some penalties that, you know, did not go our way. Those were the differences in the game. Some interceptions that we could have, you know, took advantage of that we dropped. You know, so that's the difference in these games. You know, because we are both good teams. Calgary's a very, like I said, well-coached team. And so are we. So we really just have to take it up a notch. I think when we're approaching this game this Sunday, and if we can have a great game defensively and, you know, fire on all cylinders offensively and just execute, we'll be successful. I have no doubt in my mind on my team and on my players, on my guys.
Rennie, people talk about confidence and the mental aspect of the game. You've talked about being ready, being coached up, and there's no doubt you guys will be ready to go on that front. How do you say, well, those three games don't matter, regular season doesn't matter? You know what? Teams that have lost three games to another opponent, they always say that. It's harder to go out on the field and really believe it. How do you do that?
It starts with your preparation. You know, you got to do everything this week, you know, going into a game like this, just prepare yourself to be able to, when you walk out on that field, know that you left no stone unturned, that you did every single thing to make sure that, you know, you're ready to ball out, you know, to put your best foot forward, especially against a team like this. You don't, and at a situation like this where it's for all the marbles to go to the Grey Cup, you know, the worst thing I feel like I can do as a player is to walk away from this game, whether we win, whether we lose, and say, man, I should have done this better, or, man, I could have made this play. You know, so it really just starts with, like I said, every single day that we have to practice and to watch that film, to get together individually or as a group, and just to make sure that we know our job, that we know what to do. You know, so that erases when you watch, you go back and you repeatedly, you know, watch those games, watch the past, see the things that you did wrong. You know, you can eliminate a lot of those errors. You know, you can start to forget about the past once you get it cleared up, and you can move forward, you know, knowing that you'll do better the next time. And that's how you keep that confidence for the upcoming game.
Rennie, the playoffs, you know, for last week, a pretty dominating performance by the defense. And Saskatchewan's O-line's pretty good. You guys had a game plan. Obvious it was, Kerry Joseph, we don't think he can beat us with his arm. We are going to blitz, blitz, blitz. This week maybe a little bit different. I don't expect you to give me your game plan right now, though it would be great if you did. But, you know, when you look, like, how different in defense can you go from week to week in a game plan? Like, will we see a vastly different set of how you guys call defense this week compared to how you guys pretty much blitzed on almost every play and played, you know, cover zero the majority of the game?
No, I really don't believe you're going to see much of a different scheme. And that's the thing that's made us successful, is that Coach Jones has put a lot of trust in us as players to know that, you know, he doesn't have to make a game plan complex. We can go out there and he can make a call, and we're disciplined enough to where we're going to be in our right position. It doesn't matter what that offense is running, what play they call, because we're going to have guys who are running to the ball. We're going to have guys who are getting home and getting to that quarterback when a blitz is called. You know, and all those things make a difference. You know, when you got guys blitzing, that takes pressure, you know, off of your defensive backs to not have to cover that long. Where you can stop the run and put the game in the quarterback's hands. All those things, you know, are things that are mentality. You know, it doesn't have a lot to do with scheme, but it has more about to do with the discipline of your guys and just the accountability of your players to, you know that no matter what it's called, they're going to do their job. And so that's what I've always said, and what it's come down to is just our level of execution. And once we can do those things, you know, it eliminates just what the offense can do.
Rennie, enjoy Sunday. Good luck. I know Eskimo fans are hoping you guys get back to the Grey Cup for the first time since 2005.
Thanks a lot, man. It's just really, really exciting. We're looking forward to it, and we know the fans are going to be behind us. So thank you.